Hi, my name is Will.
My name is Ani.
And I'm Jamie. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the Stripes debut LP, Snapshot, which came out in October of this year. So the Stripes are an Irish band of four friends who began their musical careers in grade school. And they're actually all under 18 years old. So this is kind of a big thing for them. So for me, overall, I think this album was just fun to listen to, and I think they're all very talented musically, and they definitely have the instrumentals and the lyrics and the singing. It's just an issue of kind of finding their own path, because right now what they're doing is kind of turning out music that isn't necessarily innovative or new. It's just kind of a rehash of, like, blues from the early 40s to, like, even late 60s. So I think in the future, maybe 5 years from now, it'd be interesting to see where they are. But I think tracks that definitely stood out for me were Mystery Man and their cover of You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover, which was an original Bo Diddley song. And I think they take this blues thing to a whole new level. And especially in an age when pop music kind of dominates the scene, they're definitely trying to do something that most listeners don't really get a taste for.
For me, their age was the most impressive part. Because, like, if I was listening to this music and it was from a group of artists who were, like, I don't know, like 30 to 40 years old, I would think it was kind of unimpressive. Not very innovative, but the fact that they're, like, as you said, under 18, it's incredibly impressive how not just talented, but how skilled they are. Most people who are that age are nowhere near that talented, and it's very promising. I felt like they did have some very creative music in there.
When I first listened to this album, what struck me initially was how similar the Stripes sounded to classic rock bands in the mid-1900s. I thought it was impressive how well the group performed, as well as the level of skill which they exhibited, considering they're all teenagers. But as the album continued, I couldn't help but feel that it was a bit too generic and redundant. I feel like their immaculate ability to mimic their idols is, in a way, a double-edged sword. In terms of the level of creativity, I didn't see much progression or diversity in the sound throughout the project, and a lot of the song structures were recycled and repeated, and I feel like the instrumentation was repeated a lot as well. I acknowledge that they are still finding their own sound, but for the time being, I feel like this wasn't anything unique or different from what we've heard before.
I don't think it should be considered like their like work of art. It should be considered their jumping off point. And this is where they're starting their career. And they're starting it at a pretty high bar, in my opinion. As young as they are, they can still play the songs at the level that a lot of classic rock bands could. Because, as you said, they sound very similar to a lot of classic rock bands. And it was just impressive to listen to.
I totally agree with that. And I think, like, when you look at music in the past 10 years, you really can't find a solely new and, like, nobody's ever done this before kind of album, because everybody's building off of everybody else's work. I personally cannot think of somebody who just came up with a whole new genre of music since, like, Nirvana, and even they were copying the mixture of punk rock and just rock and roll in general.
I mean, I'm not saying, like, they don't have potential. I mean, I just feel like it's a lot of wasted potential in a way.
I feel like them being so young that, in a way, it kind of, I don't want to say it makes up for it, because that's just, like, kind of making an excuse, but they just don't have the ability yet to make their own sound. Like, right now, they are kind of just taking what they've heard and using that as a stepping point, but their talent in lyrics and instrumentals will definitely take them farther, as long as they can develop their own sound.
Yeah, I know. And you said this, like, it was kind of a letdown because, like, maybe they weren't reaching the bar, but I don't think, like, this kind of set the bar. There was no bar to reach, I think. they set their own bar, and they set their own bar pretty high. I can't really think of another group or rock band that, on their first try, really set the bar that high.
I feel like this first album, if they can continue on this track, I hope they can, but in a way I can see them paralleling, like, the Strokes, who came out with a stellar debut album and then kind of floundered and haven't really been able to find a steady place to stand since then. And if they can continue this, like, blues rock kind of driven sound that they have and develop it to their own preferences and musical tastes, I think they can hopefully be very successful.
Yeah. I don't know enough about them to really be definitive on my opinion, but from where we are now, this is very promising.
I feel like, in a way, they kind of play off of nostalgia, like, kind of, I'm guessing this is the golden age, in a way, of rock, since it was what started off and what made it popular, so I think maybe the fact that they're trying to copy others, it's like, it's definitely going to happen, because there's no way that you can't kind of make music without being influenced. But I feel like, I kind of hope that they might take a slightly different path instead of just being like a completely exact same version type thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and I'm not trying to say that they're original in any way, but I think they're taking something that you definitely, like, your average high school student is not going to know about. Bodedly and, you know, the bluegrass from, like, Louisiana and the southern states in, like, the 1930s and 1940s, but I feel like they're kind of reviving that type of music and bringing it to an audience that, in general, probably hasn't heard it before.
Well, think about it. Most artists now, most pop artists at least, they're just going for what's being most popular right now, but they're bringing back something that they think is good. And by doing their own thing, that's, in my opinion, that expresses that they want to build upon it. So I don't think they're just going to remain stagnant and just be basically a cover band. I think they're going to evolve into their own thing because they like playing this kind of music and they're going to make their own.
I'd say that this album was neither good nor bad. The majority of the tracks for me left me with neutral emotions, and there was never a song which compelled me to skip it. However, I had never really heard a song which I especially enjoyed either. I think this album is full of a bunch of feel-good music, but since there's a lack of variation, there really wasn't much else to it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I was pretty neutral, and I'd give it about like a 6 to 6.5.
I think this is a, like Will said, a great bar to set for their future work, and tracks like Blue Collar Jane and What a Shame and Hometown Girls, I think those for me at least really stood out. And not only are they, like, really catchy and really fun to listen to, they have deeper messages than just your generic pop music that you hear on the radio nowadays. And I really look forward to seeing where they're going to be, not only in their next album, but, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if they can continue this. Because obviously they're very talented in instrumentals, as I said, and there's not a lot of room for them to grow in that area, but definitely in discovering their own sound, I think, would be very interesting. So, overall, I think I would give them an 8.5 on this album.
Yeah. They didn't set the bar too high. I think part of the reason for it sounding so much like classic rock, which they're going for, is that they're establishing what it is now. Maybe that, I don't, like, they might have just gone that direction consciously, or they might have just stuck with playing the music that they could play. But I think if that was the idea, that's very impressive as well. But on the music, yeah, I think it sounded very cohesive, very well done. It was very, like, professionally done. And yeah, I'd give it a pretty high grade. I think like 7.5, 8.